You're listening to Glenn Harris Outdoors, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Want to talk outdoors? There's only one man to call. Fish like you never saw, been duck hunting with a call since the day he was born. Chasing the squirrels. Yeah, tracking the deer. He tells you how you should hunt them all without any fear. Every Tuesday, he loves to show you how. It's called Glenn Harris Outdoors, and it's starting now.
Good Tuesday afternoon, folks. I am Glenn Harris, your host for Glenn Harris Outdoors. And we're brought to you this week by our sponsors, Cranford's Northside, Sexton Animal Health Center, Ace Automotive, and our title sponsor, McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore. And let me just stop right here, Tabor, and say this. I graduated from Northwestern back in the day when Northwestern and Tech were such rivals. It was something else. But I got to say, man, with all this I've been following, go Bulldogs. Dadgum, they're looking good and making folks proud. Anyway, that's my little speech on that for today, because we got to do some outdoor stuff. And the first thing that I run across here is has to do with Lake Bistineau. You know, it's been in the news a lot over the last few years. Not for a good reason, because there's something going on over there that's bad. Giant salvinia is the name of a plant that has threatened to just pretty well take over the lake. And I was reading, they had a meeting of the Bistineau Task Force last week. Biologist Jeff Sibley was talking and kind of bringing folks up to date on what's going on over there. There is a little bug called a salvinia weevil. And these little critters, the only thing they eat is salvinia, so they have turned 60,000 weevils loose for that salvinia, in addition to spraying some of the areas that are affected the worst. That lake is a little over 17,000 acres, and they're kind of trying to have been able to keep the salvinia in about a 2,000 acre area. So most of the lake is open and salvinia free, but it's an ongoing situation problem. But you know, Lake Bistineau is not the only lake that has it. The biologists say that more than 63 bodies of water across our state have salvinia in it now. It is a bad, bad dude. But with the weevils and with the spraying, they are trying to at least kind of control it just enough that it won't just totally destroy that lake. You know, during the 1960s, there was a professor down at McNeese in Lake Charles who was a professor of biochemistry. His name was Dr. Robert Glenn Carver. Well, he was also, in addition to a brilliant professor, he was also a fisherman. And something had been bugging him. He liked the idea of fishing with plastic worm, but I don't know if y'all remember back when those first plastic worms came out, they were like trying to fish with a pencil. Stiff, straight tail worms. And they'd catch some fish, but Carver had this idea of creating a worm that could swim. So he experimented with different things and came up with the invention of a ribbon tail worm that would swim through the water. And when he did that, man, a revolution in fishing was born. When he had resigned from being a college professor, and he built a lure manufacturing plant over in Minden that would ultimately be capable of producing up to 400,000 Mr. Twister lures every day. And after these messages, we're going to talk with Glenn Carver, who now owns and operates Toledo Town down on Toledo Bend. And he's going to share information about the birth of Mr. Twister. You're listening to Glenn Harris Outdoors on ESPN 97.7.
Hi, I'm Richie McKinney. Just want to say how proud we are to be title sponsor for the Glenn Harris Show on ESPN 97.7. Tune in every Tuesday at 4:15 for the latest in outdoor news. And be sure and visit McKinney Honda to check out everything from Hondas to hunting gear. We've got you covered for archery equipment, apparel, ATVs, motorcycles, side-by-sides, and lawn equipment. For a great outdoor combo, check out Glenn Harris Show and McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore in Ruston.
Sexton Animal Health Center in Ruston serves your pet and you, providing high-quality pet health and wellness services to assist your pet in living a longer, happier, and healthier life, and providing you with access to leading-edge products, services, and educational content to enhance the bond with your pet. Sexton Animal Health Center is a full-service veterinary medical facility providing the best possible medical, surgical, digital radiology, and dental care for their patients. And ask about pet daycare and boarding, too. Sexton Animal Health Center, 1628 East Kentucky in Ruston. Become a friend on Facebook to receive the latest news and updates.
Folks, today I am privileged to visit with a fellow I hadn't seen in a long time, but I've known about him forever, Mr. Glenn Carver, the inventor of the Mr. Twister. Back when, Mr. Glenn?
When I introduced Twisters, was 1972.
72. And tell me how in the world you came up with this curly tail worm. Where'd it come from? Where'd the idea come from?
I'd always heard it. I fished a lot and knew all the people making soft plastic, and they said they'd like to see a worm it swim, you know. Mm-hmm. And Cream tried to come out with one called a coiled answer, but it didn't do what they wanted it to do. And I was at a show in Chicago, and it was a French lure. And I can't think of the name of it now. They had a curly tail, but it was a stiff type lure. Mm-hmm. I said, that'll work on soft plastic.
Yeah.
And so I went back and made soft plastics and the curl tail, and it worked beautifully. And of course, it's an application, it's a concept. It's so applicable to so many different lures, you know. And I think over the years I've either had 16 or 17 patents, and they weren't good for much. They're design patents, and you know you can change the design up. And everybody followed us. Everybody had a curly tail worm.
I remember back when it started, and I just thought, good Lordy mercy. And then to find out that the fellow that invented it was a local guy.
Yeah.
Now, you say when you did Twister, you lived in Athens, right?
Yeah.
And now you've had an operation in Minden.
Yes.
All right.
Mr. Twister now is still in Minden, and all those buildings and things they got down there, we built and during the heyday of Mr. Twister.
Yeah. All right, now you are in another era now. You're down here on Toledo Bend, and this is your operation here, right? Well, explain what it is and so folks it's called Toledo Town.
Toledo Town. I started out with a tackle store. I really started out manufacturing. When I sold my company to MEPS, they said they'd like for me to continue manufacturing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, as long as I can do it on Toledo Bend, I'm going to retire or come down here to take a break, because I was been a lot of years, you know, working long hours. And I said, as long as you can do it on Toledo Bend, I'll do it. And I started my manufacturing operation, and I don't know how many times we built on, but eventually built a restaurant, and we had video poker at one time. Of course, it was voted out, and then we built this building, and we try to give the fishermen what they need, a place to eat breakfast, and a place to buy their tackle, and a place to buy their convenience store items and gasoline and et cetera. And it's just grown and grown and grown, and it's bigger every year.
Yeah. Now, so you're not actually in the manufacturing business anymore,
no,
right?
I dropped it 10 years ago. Maybe more than that.
But it's great that you're living here in this part of the world now.
Oh, I love Toledo Bend, and I love the people down here have been real good to us. And I love the lake, always have. I came here before it was ever flooded. Mm-hmm. I watched them build a levee.
Yeah, and that song. That was way back younger. And you know, I noticed one thing, Glenn, but I've got to cut this off because our time's gone. You and I are the same age. You got hair. I don't. What the heck happened?
You've been thinking too much.
Oh, that is. Glenn, thank you so much for talking to us. Appreciate you, buddy.
Okay.
From Hondas to hunting gear, get everything you need for the hunt at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore and get it all for one low monthly payment. Shop all the Honda and Kawasaki products, plus quality lawn equipment and a large sporting goods department. Gear, guns, archery, and ammo by Browning, Benelli, Remington, Beretta, Columbia, Drake, Under Armour, LaCrosse, Bowtech, and Matthews, and many more. Plus a great selection of Liberty gun safes. From Hondas to hunting gear, you get it all at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore in Ruston.
When the big ones are biting, make sure you have all the supplies you need. Stop by Cranford's Northside before you head out on your next fishing trip. Cranford's has a huge line of fishing supplies and tackle and has just about any live bait you'll need, including shiners, goldfish, worms, and crickets. They got rods and reels and boating supplies. Cranford's has all the convenience items you'll need too, like soft drinks, beer, snacks, ice, and gas. Cranford's Northside, right on the way to Lake Darbone, just 2 miles north of I-20 on the Farmerville Highway.
Are you looking for an upscale auto repair shop offering computer diagnostics for your engine, transmission, and suspension? Well, how about one with ASE certified technicians and offering 24-hour towing? Look no further than the professionals at Ace Automotive. They're located on Highway 167, 1 mile south of South Parkway Church in Ruston. Check them out at aceautomotiveruston.com.
Well, a couple of things that I've mentioned the last couple of weeks, but I want to just reemphasize it because they are kind of date limited. One of them is fixing to happen June 4th. I believe that's this coming Saturday night at the Ruston Civic Center. It's the North Louisiana Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet. Doors open at 5 o'clock, so that's this Saturday at the Ruston Civic Center. If you're interested in the work of this organization, then you'll want to be there. Also, June 30th is the deadline for the Youth Journalism Contest, whether it involves your writing for youngsters, photography. You will need to get involved with that. Now, if you will look on my page on Facebook, you will find all the information you need for your youngster to participate in this. I hope you will. It's a great deal. We need to get some winners from our part of the world. Well, time is up for today. So until same time next week, I'm Glenn Harris for Glenn Harris Outdoors, inviting you to visit our sponsor, Sexton Animal Health Center, Ace Automotive, Cranford's Northside, and our title sponsor, McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore. So folks, get out there and see what you've been missing in our great outdoors.
But you don't understand, they keep a showing my hands and not my face on TV.
Listen to Glenn Harris Outdoors live every Tuesday afternoon on ESPN977.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at redpeachsports.com.